Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Breathtaking. That's Psalm 19 to me. It presents the three greatest wonders this world has ever seen, beginning with the wonders of God's glory in creation, verses 1 to 6. Quote, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." Verse 1. The word heavens is the plural, samayim, perhaps referring to both the stellar realm and the arch of the sky, what we call the atmosphere. "But," says David, "they aren't just for seeing, they're for speaking too. They communicate round the clock." Verse 2. And, quote, "there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard," verse 3. Interestingly, Paul joins in, not only agreeing that God's attributes can be discovered in the visible universe, Romans 1 verses 19 and 20, but says the gospel can be, quote, "heard in the stars as well," chapter 10 verse 18. David then addresses the wonders of God's glory in Revelation, verses 7 to 11. This is a precis of Psalm 119, using six distinct descriptions of God's word. Quote, "the law of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the commandment of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the judgments of the Lord," verses 7 to 9. Yes, the Lord's words are rich like gold, refreshing like honey, and rewarding, verses 10 and 11. The psalmist concludes with the wonders of God's glory in sanctification, verses 12 to 14. Graham Scroggie writes, quote, "the skies tell much, the scriptures tell more, but the soul tells most of all. For it is only for the sake of the soul that God has revealed himself at all." End quote. The Lord is convicting and cleansing, verse 12, restraining and releasing, verse 13. Going forward, quote, "let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord," verse 14. More control over our meditations should result in less concern for our mouths.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.